We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
What's the baitin'?
Kick. Hey kids, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
It's our first birthday, guys.
I'm buzzing.
You were pure one of those dopes who did birthday baitings. Don't kick me again like that again, actually.
But it's only one because we're one. I love that we're celebrating our birthday at Factory Studios.
Yeah, I feel like people need to pop a few bottles of champagne or something.
The girlies have champagne in the fridge, babe.
Do they?
Yeah, we're going to be toasting.
Is the champagne a Prosecco?
I didn't ask. Babe, we're lucky enough to be in the fucking studio. Never mind, get a bottle of Prosecco.
I'd love a dairy-free birthday cake.
You need to calm down. Kevin's after getting notions now just because we're in Factory Studios.
I know, but it just feels so good, doesn't it? Guys, have you checked out the website, Jess?
Factory.uk.com. Not .co.uk.uk.com.
Lads, MTV Cribs episode to come soon, we promise.
Coming soon. We're going to talk about it when we're doing the Prosecco bits after.
We're going to do all our planning bits over Prosecco.
Anyway.
Can you believe we've been doing this a whole year?
I feel like we've been doing it way longer.
That's a bad thing, is it? It feels like it's taken over my life a small bit.
I can't remember my life without the podcast.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It is. I can't remember my life without a pink cue.
What did my Instagram feed look like before I started the podcast? No, but guys, we can't believe it's been 12 months and it actually has been such a scream, hasn't it?
It's been mad, like it's been like a roller coaster. And sorry now, thank you so much to everybody who've been with us from the start.
I thought you were welling up there, your voice kind of cracked
no,
a bit. I was getting worried.
Get a bit emotional because like sorry now, even from the start until now, the amount of people who've joined us on the way, I'm going to sound like a bit of a wank, but like people supporting us, just listening to us and the amazing feedback we're getting. It literally, I feel like I can do anything because people are so nice.
Yeah, people have just been so lovely and have just been like, the people who were there like since episode one, like hanging with us from the start, or people who've just listened and have binged all the episodes in 2 and 3 days. Honestly, it's been so overwhelming and just thank you so much, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts.
So as a birthday present to us, everyone now go tell 3 of your friends to listen.
Oh my God, yeah, please. Last thing, we're not going to ask you for shmoney, so just like
we just
spread the word.
Spread the word. Because literally the only, we haven't done any advertising for this, like, like us posting on our social medias.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing the fact that, like, this has all happened by word of mouth and
it
just
is.
People loving to chat. So continue waffling on, girlies.
Keep chatting. It's all the Moo influencer girlies as well. They're doing the Lord's work, putting us up on their stories, aren't they? The last 12 months have been so crazy for us and we never could have predicted it. And we're like, if that much can happen in a year, we were like, what could possibly happen in the next year to come? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I didn't think I was emotionally ready for all the stuff that happened this year. So I was like to Kevin last night, I was like, if the year coming is the same as last year, how are we going to cope?
So we needed to be able to have some kind of an awareness of what's going to happen. So we decided, really randomly, we're like, fuck it, let's get a fortune teller psychic / tarot reader on the show.
And we were fucking so excited ever since.
Lads, first of all, we had to like ring a few people, right? And we were ringing them up, and a lot of them, we were getting on their voicemails. And you know that awkward moment of having to leave someone a voicemail and then you can't even edit it or delete it and you just say something stupid and you feel like a prick. Well, I was leaving people voicemails, but BJ was skitting beside me and then I kept laughing. So it just sounded like we were doing like a prank call.
It was just something, you know, in those moments where you're like, what is my life? Because I was sitting in my kitchen, Kevin was next to me being like, hi, I'm Kevin calling from the I'm Grandman podcast. We're looking to book a tarot reader for tomorrow. And then I started skitting and then he was like, sorry, my colleague is making me laugh. And
I was skitting laughing. I was literally like bursting out laughing. I was like, how is this? They probably thought we were children making the phone call.
It sounded like we were pranking them.
And then the person we booked initially cancelled and then they messaged us and said they'd something come up. And I was like, wait, you're psychic, babe. Like,
you should have known that.
You should have known that. So like, that's a shitty excuse. But we got the most amazing person into a place and realistically, I just feel like this again was all like alignment of the stars was meant to be.
Yeah.
We were meant to get this person.
And we can't wait for you to meet them. They're coming in soon, girlies. But before then, let's introduce the team. So the team for this week is What the Future Holds.
Alexa, play That's So Raven on Spotify.
Iconic.
I love That's So Raven.
That's So Raven by Toon Times on Spotify.
What's wrong with Alexa's voice? Wait, never mind. I love this show. Who else did?
I love That's So Raven.
And now, move your chest to side.
I never had the Disney Channel.
Go, Ray. Wait, Chels. And she gets the vision.
I love this bit. It was that half sneeze she did before she got the visions.
Break four, it down three, to two, the floor. One.
I love the rap.
I love it.
I've never watched the remake.
Oh, I didn't either.
So Raven, it's the future I can see.
Okay, we have to stop her.
Raven, curious to me. That's so Raven.
Stop her.
Alexa, stop.
We got way too into that.
But we wanted the chorus, didn't we?
She was singing the chorus for ages.
Lads, I love That's So Raven. I love Raven Simone.
I couldn't have been more obsessed with That's So Raven.
It was just one of those shows, but the thing was, we never had the Disney Channel in our gaff.
Aww.
So, and
you poor.
And we were in Douglas, lads,
you
were, so
you
I don't
were
know
posh.
What's going on there. But so I used to only be able to watch it if I went to my friend's house and I'd always be over there. I feel like, was That So Raven a gay show or did everyone enjoy it?
I feel like everyone enjoyed it, but it definitely had gay tendencies.
Definitely had gay tendencies.
Every episode she served a new look.
Also, That's So Raven was one of those shows that dealt with like really important issues, which I think we didn't appreciate at the time.
I was weak for the time she had the vision about the racist shop owner.
Yeah.
She made Chelsea go undercover and she outed that racist
you
bitch.
You were a huge Raven stan.
Oh, I've seen every episode about 5 times.
Really?
I think I'm psychic. We don't even need the fortune teller to come in.
Why are we even paying a fortune teller to come in and tell the future when
it's
PJ's
actually not
watched
a fortune
That's
teller.
Raven.
It's a tarot card reader.
Slash
they're
angel
different.
Intuitive.
They're different professions.
Yeah, but still, I'm so obsessed and I can't wait to have rain.
I'm a bit of a skeptic now. So like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a laugh when they come in, but I don't expect her to tell me anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect her to be like, oh my god, your name's PJ, you're from Ireland. Do you know what I mean?
But also, if she tells me something great is going to happen, I'm going to buy into it fully because I need some positive energy in my life.
Oh, like if she says I'm going to own a house next year, I'm going to believe her.
Oh
like,
yeah, we're going to have to buy into whatever she says. I feel like every Irish mammy has like psychic tendencies because you know they always kind of
know when you're up to something bad.
Know when you're up to something bad. They also know when it's about to rain to take in the washing.
Oh, they do, don't they?
Like, is the weather and the future connected? It probably is, right?
Definitely is.
And they always know when the immersion's been left on.
We didn't have the immersion.
Oh, didn't she?
No.
What'd she have?
Just the gas.
Boil the kettle.
No, the gas boiler, yo.
You didn't have an immersion?
No.
Oh, okay, right. Well, you didn't miss out because it was actually the bane of my life. I used to always leave it on.
Oh, wait. Is that the doorbell?
Oh, my God. I thought she was going to levitate up to us. I didn't know what was going to happen.
The tarot card reader's hair, girlies. Let's
Guys,
go grab her.
She's arrived.
Okay, so I'm up to 90. We have to introduce our tarot reader now.
I'm so excited. Literally, I've never had anything done like this, and I'm just up to 90 about it.
I can feel your energy already.
Okay, so the guest that we have with us today is the stunning Rosemary Gallagher. She's an Australian angel intuitive and tarot reader specialising in delivering messages from the angels about all aspects of life.
That's so glam.
Sorry, but I want that as my Instagram bio. She studied at the Psychic College of London, iconic, has published 3 books and has even made an appearance on the internationally acclaimed TV series Made in Chelsea.
Oh my God, welcome to this
Rosemary,
show.
Rosemary, welcome.
What an intro, guys. I love that.
Oh my God, no. You speak for yourself. Look at everything you've done. You've done so much.
And that's because you can't see Rosemary now. She looks so glam. Oh. She's gorgeous. She has some red lippy on, beautiful blonde hair, gorgy boots.
Gorgy boots and very hot because I got lost coming here.
She got lost on
route.
So
I'm a bit flustered.
I love it.
I was expecting kind of like Helena Bonham Carter kind of cat lady vibes. You know when you think of like kind of tarot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scarf on your head, you rocked up in an Armani bag. I was shook.
I was shook. I was like, the angels are treating you well, girl.
They are doing quite well at the moment for me, so I'm very impressed.
I love it. You're like a one-off Wisteria Lane. I could see you in Desperate Housewives.
Go on.
Yeah, we need to calm down. Come here. I must have been mad doing the Made in Chelsea gig.
Yeah, it was. Well, that was a few years ago now, probably about five years ago or something. Yeah. And, you know, it just came out of the blue, as did your call, you know, and I love this. And I was at this point, I was sort of questioning the angels, going, you know, what's going on here? Things are a bit quiet.
Okay.
I want something to start happening. And then seriously, I get this phone call that day and it was like, you know, hi, you know, we're, you know, calling from, you know, Made in Chelsea. And I'm on the phone going,
what the heck?
Yeah, exactly.
And they said,
you know, some of the girls wanted a reading. We thought we might do it. And I'm going, you mean you want me on the telly?
You know? I love it.
And they're going, yeah, yeah. And I thought it was a wind-up, you know. And I'm thinking, who would do this to me?
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't think of anyone. Anyway, cut a long story short, yes, I ended up going on it, which was my first TV.
What a laugh.
That's amazing.
So it was fun. It
must have been such an easy gig, though. You just go on and be like, you're all going to be rich.
Wasn't quite like that.
No, I'm joking.
But it's funny you say you felt like it was like a wind-up, because we were calling around like a few numbers when we were trying to like book someone to come on. And I don't know, we got very excited when we were making the phone calls and we kept laughing because we got so excited about the idea of like someone coming in to tell our future and stuff, you know what I mean? So we were up in the heat.
So even when you called, you know, I thought, oh, this is a salesman of some sort. Yeah. He's going to say, hey, now what I want you to do is, because you know how you sort of said you're available for readings or whatever. Yeah. And it was kind of, I thought, oh, here he goes. He's going to give me some spiel that I'm calling from Yellow Pages or, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah. I was doing my receptionist voice.
Yeah, Kevin does sound a bit shady on the phone.
I have a phone voice like my mam. You know the way you know the way your mam does the phone voice? I do that as well now.
Yeah, you did. You really had this sort of like this set, and I thought, oh, here it comes.
I kind of love that though.
Kevin's a fake bitch on the phone.
Nice.
Come here. I never heard of this now until Kevin just introduced you there. What's an angel intuitive?
Well, it just means that I can tune into the angelic world, basically.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
And this is what started me off. I mean, for all my life, I've sort of been not knowing that I was talking to angels, but I was kind of like talking to angels. And they would talk back. And now when I say they would talk back, it is actually just your own inner voice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So everyone can hear angels. Everyone can hear us.
We can hear angels.
You just got to listen. So when you ask, like, so you sort of say, you know, what am I going to, you know, I really need this and ABC to happen, you know, whatever. And they'll go, so it will. You know what I mean? And you hear that thing, that positive voice that says, it will. Just be patient. You know, and you go, okay. And then you start thinking you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
But it's the angels.
But it's your inner voice. Call it angels, your soul. But it's that voice, that instinct, that thing that's saying, go here, go there.
Yeah.
You know, and because I'm sure you find you have back and forth conversations with yourself.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Well, don't just discount that you're talking to yourself.
But they say when people start talking to themselves, my mum always says, because she catches me doing it sometimes, and she says, oh, when you start talking to yourself, you should be getting worried. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but that's just...
You think we should hone into it and kind of go with it?
Absolutely, you must listen to it. That's... because it'll always be positive and it'll always be guiding you, or even just telling you to be patient, you know, yeah. just wait. It's just like, you know, this little voice that's, and it is the little voice, it's a quiet voice. The big ego voice is the one that says, you know, okay, no, run now, go yeah. get it now, you know, and you're going, actually, I don't think I should really wait. When I came over here and started doing all of this, it got really quite loud and I was getting sort of really like, I'd say, you know, for an example, I said, you know, I hate this job. You know, when's this job going to end? I've got to get out of here, you yeah. know. And this will be your last office job. And I'm walking down the street and I'm going, yeah, last office job? What are you talking about? You know, what am I going to yeah. do? You know? And it was my last office job.
You handed in your notice that day?
No.
Did a pack of the cash just smack off the floor? And you goes, well, fuck it, I'm done.
Your handbag started shaking. The cards were going empty.
I was going, what am I going to do? Like, as if I'm going to do anything else, you know, because I wasn't really doing this. I never thought I'd be doing this full time. Never.
You're giving me such powerful energy. You just sitting there with the cards
in
your
hand. You're commanding the cards.
I feel like you're going to make me levitate off the couch.
Yeah. I hope so.
I know it's not this energy, but I'm getting kind of Yu-Gi-Oh vibes. I'm ready to whip out my dual disc. The way you're shuffling those cards.
And I see you have two decks here. You have the magical unicorns, and then I don't know.
I thought being the Irish here, we're bringing the magical unicorns.
Oh.
You know, I always associate unicorns with Ireland.
Really? I associate them with gay people.
Oh, yeah. Do you
get a lot of gay energy in this room? Can you sense gay energy?
Not really.
No.
And Rosemary, then as well, you're Irish, right?
Yeah, well, I'm Irish, half Irish, Australian Irish, but I do have an Irish passport and that's why I'm here. So yes, if someone says, what's your nationality here? I have to say Irish.
Well, welcome, girl.
Oh my God, Cade Milafoyle to bitch. We love it. That means a thousand welcomes.
In Irish.
Yeah.
In our language.
Oh. It's in your language. In your language. Babe, it's your language now. Own it.
Yeah.
And you know, you're our first ever guest on the show.
Oh my God.
I think it's meant to be.
I feel absolutely honoured. And can I say this is the first ever podcast I've ever done?
Oh my God.
Oh, amazing.
Girlies
hands in.
I love it.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to be your first. The first time you've ever had a tarot reading.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So it's a day for first of everything.
Oh my God. We're being deflowered. Yeah. We're losing our card virginity.
I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, so it's good. But I did bring back onto the pack of cards I brought the Archangel Oracle card. So these are, because we've all got angels walking around by our sides, you know. And so I thought, well, I'm going to bring the Archangels so I can tell you which Archangels around you at the moment and trying to get your attention and what message they have for you.
I feel like my Archangels are pure odd. With me because I'd be making all the wrong decisions. They'd be like, will you ever cop the fuck on?
I feel like I'm going to get a pack of cards afterwards. I might never use them, but you know, just to have in my room.
Yeah, you do. You must get a pack of cards.
Really?
Because they'll guide you. So look, for an example, right, this is what I do every morning when I get up.
I go,
okay, Archangels, who's with me today and what is the message you have?
Every
morning. Sometimes I'll do it three times a day just to check
in. I can barely brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Never mind doing Archangel summoning.
You're going to have to change your routine. And you're going to bring in these archangels. So for an example, right, I'll just say, okay, which archangel is with all of us here today? And we'll just sort of see.
I'm nervous.
Oh yeah, this is so exciting.
Well, is it going to be, it could be a bad one, could it?
No,
they're all good.
No, that's fine. Angels are benevolent celestial beings of love and light and they're, you know, the connection between heaven and earth and their messages from God.
So they're always going to be lovely.
Yeah, always.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hit me with the magic.
Yeah, I know. I like to give them a big shuffle. Relationship harmony. Oh. So this is the Archangel Raguel. So it says here that this archangel is bringing, building a lovely relationship here.
Oh my God!
Because this is for the three of us. Just just for the now. Giving you an example. We'll do the cards for you in a minute. But it's just like sort of saying this is a lovely harmonious sort of relationship.
Yeah,
and
I feel
having
that.
A lovely thing.
So it's kind of like in Ireland, a big thing is Saint Anthony.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you lose something, you call upon him.
Yeah.
Now he's a saint, so he's different to an angel. But it's kind of same energy.
It's the same energy.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
I must warn you now, I'm a bit of a skeptic.
Oh.
But I used to be very skeptical, but my boyfriend is all about putting the energy out into the universe and you get back what you
put
out and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm after opening my mind a bit, but I am still a bit skeptical.
That's all right.
So I want to see how this goes.
Yeah, I'm very open to learning about something new that I've never tried before.
Yeah, well, this is great. And as I said, I'm a very positive reader. And and as I said, you know, I was saying to you before we sort of went on, that even if there's something negative, there's always a positive to a negative. And that's why readings are really, really good because they can help put you on the right path, or even just help you change your thought process.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, because your thoughts create your reality. I'm not very good at reading books and learning this or that. You know, I left school as soon as I possibly could, you know.
Yeah. You just wanted to live that life.
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to study. Even when I had to learn, when, you know, I started doing this, I was like, oh, God, I have to study something to learn this. You know, I was like, oh, bloody hell.
But how could you even study when all the angels are chatting in your ear? It must have been very hard. Do you know what I mean?
When you're in the library and someone's drawing on you.
Book, I do. So, okay. Mm.
So how does this... So, right, so this... We're going to read our cards.
Yeah. Yes.
So, do we have to ask them questions or do you just kind of read them?
Why don't we just... let's just do... Because you've never had it done before. Why don't we just do a nice little general?
Okay, general cards.
Yeah, and then we'll see what comes through and then you can ask questions along the way.
Okay.
And if you wanted to know about a particular...
Fellas.
Fellas.
That's why you're here. Let's not beat around the bush, Rosemary. Oh, okay. Fellas.
I thought she was here to see what's going to happen to the podcast for the next year.
But also, I want noble fellas. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay.
I should have brought my angel of romance cards.
Oh, God, do we not have them?
Oh, my God, I'm holding the cards.
Give them to me.
I feel like I'm going...
Hold on. I'm doing a separate one.
Oh, Peach is going first.
Or do I have to hold them? Is this a pair?
Oh, no, just give them a shuffle.
A shuffle,
yeah, so we're doing separate, like, aren't we? Yeah.
I feel like That's So Raven. Do you ever see That's So Raven? It's about a teen psychic. It's a show.
On Disney Channel?
Very Hollywood.
Raven Simone?
Yeah, no. I
gay icon? No. She's a lesbian, isn't she?
She is a lesbian, yeah.
Yeah, bit of a gay icon.
No, I'm not very up to date with a lot of
I'm not sure if it hit Australia, that programme. Lucky shuffling away.
Where in Australia are you
I've
from?
I've been here for 20 years now.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah, we're longer. Six, are we?
I'm five, you're six.
Yeah. Where are you from what part of Ireland?
Cork. We're both from Cork. Oh, we should have said that. We're both from Cork. Oh, I don't know. We probably should have told you, in case you're wondering. Actually, I like how we're keeping kind of things kind of secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Okay, so I've just shuffled the cards. Are these angel cards?
These are tarot.
Okay, so
these are tarot.
I've shuffled the tarot cards.
Yeah.
And now Rosemary...
Sorry. Sorry, you were very quick whipping that one out.
What's that mean?
Give us some warning, Rosemary.
Give us some warning. That's the card of money.
Yay! Give me that money.
It's the card. This is the card of job opportunities coming for you.
Good.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on in your life, but if you are looking for work or new job or opportunities to come your way, it's also about it's the gift, you know, and it's a bit of a universal gift.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the universe bringing you and things that you sort of deserve. You know what I mean?
And I do deserve it.
She deserves it.
Of course you do. But anyway, so that's the general feel of the reading. So for me, it's sort of showing us here, hey, there's opportunities here for you to bring in some money, to make some money, to get a job offer. It's also the card of sort of even if you were looking for a loan or mortgage or anything like that.
Go
you know what I mean? It's kind of like the money is that you get it, you know?
Sort of like there's people looking to sponsor a podcast.
Absolutely.
Maybe now's a good time.
Absolutely.
Now's a really good time.
Because they're going to be successful.
I love it. Okay,
oh my God, I love that.
Hey, here's the lovers.
Ooh.
So now the lovers here can represent... relationships, and you said you got a boyfriend.
I do.
Yep, so you're in a relationship. But at the same time, too, it's all you got a bit of work stuff going on here. So I feel like I'm also looking at relationships to do with people you're going to be working with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I do get this feeling here for you. You sort of may even be at a bit of a crossroad as to which way you're going, what decisions you need to make to do with love.
Kevin's freaking out because he's the one I work with.
Well, you know, Archangel Raguel, you see,
is
the Archangel of Relationships.
Okay.
So that's to keep your...
It's all making fucking sense,
isn't it? It falls into place. It's amazing. But that is, you know, keeping in mind Archangel Raguel is kind of around your relationships to do with work and to do with your own personal work.
Okay.
I'm naming my child Raguel. Can I do that?
Yes,
or
you can.
Or is that disrespectful?
No.
I can name him Raguel.
There's people called Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Michael, Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Patrick.
But then people might call him Raggy. I'd hate that. Pure like Scooby-Doo, like, Raggy.
So I have the money card, the love card, and then
this is on your soul's path. So this is really good because this is about you working and starting to build your own business and doing something.
Okay.
So this part of your journey is very much about you building something and working towards and learning. It's also a kind of learning along the way as well.
Okay.
You know? So it's very much about work coming your way. Keep working, put the energy into it, and you'll get it back.
Sorry, I'm getting kind of giddy.
He's giddy because he knows we're going to be fucking successful.
No, it's just in
what's
general.
What's happening now?
Rosemary, you're whipping out too
so
many.
Rosemary's flinging carrots all over the
because
table.
Because I'm trying to get a vibe. I want to get a bigger picture.
Oh, vibe. Yeah, we love a vibe.
The carrots are flying around the room.
They are.
Are you a magician as well?
No. wish I was. Create my own magic. No, I am creating my
you
own
are
magic.
Creating.
This is magic.
No, I am doing very
I've
well.
Never been so enthralled.
So I just sort of giving us a nice look here. So you very much connect. Look, this is you working with somebody from your past. This is like you working with a very good friend.
Okay, you know, that's you.
Yeah. No, from your past. I
no,
mean
no,
your
no.
present.
Are you, oh. But are you,
we know each other from
oh, young. Yeah, yeah. We know each other from a few years back.
Yeah, yeah. So I can see you working together with somebody from your past. There's a lovely connection. You seem to be having, yeah, sweetie. You seem to be having some really nice, lovely connections going on now. And you may even find that you're connecting a lot and meeting up with people from your past or joining with people and connecting with people that you feel you've got a bond with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your nephew's always ringing you.
My nephew Dean has been ringing me lately more.
Oh, he's just trying to make it more of an effort in the new year to like
connect with people back in Ireland.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's lovely because he's always ringing you.
It is lovely.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, that's really lovely, you know. But you have got a lot of movement. Now, this is the position of your environment. So that's home and work and stuff. So you can see here the Eight of Wands. That's about movement and things already out there. So it's kind of like the arrows of love, the arrows of work and everything sort of going shung. You know, it's out there.
That looks kind of dangerous, Rosemary. Is it dangerous?
No.
You just need to be careful of anything.
Well, there's a card above that and someone's dead. So I'm actually really afraid. Am I going to die?
No, oh, my God.
What it is, it's showing me here that you're moving away from certain things. This is just about, because remember I said out of a negative there are positives.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There are certain things that you may find that you're moving on from. Now this is a reading for you that could go on for a year or two or three, five. I have no idea. So, there are going to be certain things in your life that don't work out. You know what I mean? There
really?
Are
going to
be, well, that's life.
We're gay men, we're high achievers.
I don't agree, but okay.
Well, that's good.
I'm joking.
But, you know, that's good to be that positive.
Yeah.
However, and I am being shown here that there are going to be certain things as you move on. You see, you're moving on towards things. You can't take everything with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So up here, it's saying there are going to be certain things, because that's an influence to come. So that's saying here there are going to be certain things that you will have to leave behind because it's no longer working for you.
Okay. Yeah.
You no longer need it.
But like the cards are telling me.
Say goodbye now.
I have to go solo.
Oh my God, are you serious?
No.
No, we don't want that at all.
He's winding you up.
I'm so glad there's someone else here to witness it.
So you will look at your life and you'll go, look at this one over here. The world. I want it. I want the world.
Oh my God, you do. She's
you
a teacher there, doesn't she?
She's stunning.
Rosemary, am I allowed to touch the cards?
You are, of course you are. Yeah, of course.
But that's your card, let you touch it first.
The world has this one on it. She's gorgy. She's her nips out and she's covered in silk. I actually might wear this at the weekend.
That's stunning.
She's very beautiful.
Can I take a picture of
her? What does the world mean? Hey, so it means like he can...
It's the end of one cycle to make way for a new. It's the beginning. So you've got to know that when you go through life, there are going to be circumstances where you get disappointed. Somebody could offer you the world, this great big massive thing for your podcast or whatever, and then they let you down. You know what I mean? I'm giving you an example.
An example again, but still.
But just so you've got to understand that, you know, whilst life goes on, there are going to be certain times where you have to still have your wits about you.
Yeah.
Trust your instinct about, you know, when people are offering, you know, money and relationships and, you know, stuff like that. It's like, okay, you know, have they got the money? You know, show me the money.
Show me. Yes.
Because there's certain things in, you know, I am just sort of seeing here that there is a little bit of where you just be careful.
Just be careful.
So that your world, you know that wherever you're heading towards the new beginning.
Okay.
And that's global too. The world is global.
I'm going international, bitch.
No, Rosemary.
I'm going international.
No, he does so much traveling already.
Oh.
If I don't get a card about travel, I'm going to kick off. I'm
so
sorry.
You can't the cards,
I know you're just doing your job, but he always gets to travel. He went on holidays like 8 times last year. He can't do any more traveling.
Yeah, work trips, babe.
But you still weren't traveling, babe. I saw nothing.
We'll see
what's going to come up for you.
Sorry, I keep interrupting his reading, but I feel like I'm just so involved in the process. And because you're my best friend, I love seeing what's coming up for you.
So if you were to sum up my reading in like a sentence, what would you be like? what would advice would you give me?
It is very much about you tapping into your creativity as well over here, to create, to absolutely go on and create, to build up your business, learn whatever it is that you need to learn. It's like you are doing a bit of an apprenticeship here right now. I feel that you're going to be building some good relationships that could be connected to your past. There is money coming your way, and I feel offers coming your way. But to do, when that happens, at the end of the day, there may be certain things that you have to let go of, and that can be good things, just so that you can actually move forward. Mm-hmm. Just be a little aware of not trusting everybody, and people who offer anything that looks too good to be true could be.
Okay. Any names? Can we get any names? No.
No, I don't work with names.
No, I just want to be wary of people.
No, because even if I did do that, let's say poor old Tom comes into your life and you don't trust him, because I said, don't trust a Tom.
Exactly.
And he wasn't that Tom.
Yeah, you try and make that connection. Yes. You don't want to force it.
Kevin, with great power comes great responsibility. She can't just throw out a name.
But I just want to end saying here, I've got number 9 up here as my timing card. Between now and September, I feel that you should be in a very nice position to do with how you're feeling about yourself. Got a little bit of money to spend. It just looks like there is some nice stuff going on. It's a little bit of extravagance there for you.
Extravagance?
Let's get it 2020!
Oh my God, we're looking at getting a new couch for the gaff.
Oh, really?
Would that be it?
Well,
I keep, sorry. I'm obviously sure you don't know. Sorry, I'm so silly.
I think I'd be going on a bit of a grander scale than the couch. But
a
I'm sure that's...
We're getting the house!
Well, but it can be that you're just feeling so good about yourself. You know what I mean? There's stronger sense of self-worth and purpose. But you are very creative, and here you've got to sort of still really tap into that. You know what I mean? Really, really step into your own feminine energy and power.
Oh my God, yes!
Oh, I love that!
I love step into your feminine
energy. The Empress, she's stunning.
Yeah, she
Sorry,
is.
No,
yeah.
But I want to carry you around in my pocket all day because I've never felt more empowered to go out there and shit all.
Oh, Rosemary, good. You should make an app.
Yeah, and do what?
Why don't you do an app, and then we can just like, because it's like, I don't know if I'd be that good at interpreting my cards, but I could open the app and then you could just like do it for me.
Yeah, there's plenty of those apps out there.
Though. Really?
None
yeah.
as good as you though, girl.
None, you,
none as good as me, just letting you all know out there.
Yeah.
But now we have to do the Archangel because we need to. Have we got time for that?
Yeah, we do.
So do, so shuffle those and we'll just see which Archangel is around you.
So we just done our tarot cards, right?
Yes.
So now why am I shuffling this
because
other deck?
Because these are just to sort of give what personal Archangel message is out there for you.
Okay. So is that like the angel on my shoulder who tells me don't drink rosé on a Wednesday night?
Yeah.
He's kind of rude.
I've got one of those too. I've got on both shoulders.
Really?
I know.
I was just saying to PJ, because we were communicating via WhatsApp, I love your WhatsApp profile pic. Yeah. You're holding 2 espresso martinis.
That's iconic.
That's why you got booked, babe. We love
that
energy. Oh, I had to.
Don't
that
say
the deal.
That's why you got booked,
No, I'm
babe.
Joking. But it did seal the deal.
You got very Hollywood on me. Take one from the top.
Let them do her job.
I don't know what to do.
Here we go. Creative writing, Archangel Gabriel.
He's dyslexic.
I'm not dyslexic.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were.
A bit.
Who knows what's going to go on with you in the future? Archangel Gabriel is the archangel that overlooks the arts, entertainment, you know, all sorts of different things. But you must have a very strong, whether it's writing, whether it's, you know, creativity, they're sort of saying, write things down, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because that means something. There's something
that's
there.
That's lovely.
Absolutely.
Kevin, I really like
if
that.
If that's not a sign for us to write a book, I don't know why
PJ,
it is.
No, see, the thing is, PJ's always going on about writing a book.
But we just got told by Gabes to fucking write the book.
It? What's his name?
Gabes?
Archangel Gabriel.
He's going to have to write the book for you because I don't see you writing books.
He comes into your head and then he writes it for
listen,
you.
Oh, does I wrote a book, you know, and I'm not joking.
You wrote 3, babe, did you?
Yeah,
we
said
that in the intro, you wrote 3 books.
So I'm just going to tell you how it works because I've never written anything in my life. I would never, if someone said you are creative and you're going to write books, and you know, I would have said this is a load of crap, you know, give me my money back if I was a psychic, you know what I mean? Anyway, I ended up, you know, scenario happened in my life, and I ended up, someone said, Rosemary, why don't you just write your feelings down? I'm going, oh, for God's sake, I can't write. But I thought, oh, well, I will, you know.
Yeah.
So I just started to write one day, just it poured out of me. It was channeled.
Oh my God.
It was channeled, and I'm not lying because I even wrote it like I'd written a book before. Now,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was, and I read it back now and I go, how did I even write that? I don't even know how to talk like that.
What? I don't know why I'm getting visions of you licking a pen, putting it on a piece of paper and walking away and the pen just like flying around the page.
I tell you, it went like this though.
Really?
I wrote 3 chapters So this person had written, you know, was going to write it for me type thing, and I read it and I thought, I wouldn't say that. I'd probably say something like this. And I went like this. Didn't stop.
And you couldn't stop?
Didn't stop. I wrote that book in 2 months.
What? That's and a record, Rosemary.
And it's 350 pages. Then I went on to write the second one. It was all channeled. And then I wrote these songs. Like, I had stuff coming.
Songs?
Yeah.
You're a songwriter.
Yeah, I've written quite a few songs.
Oh, my God.
So don't ever say, I can't, you know what I mean, or whatever, because that... I didn't know you were talking about writing a book or wanting to write something. So there you go. That's how powerful.
I'm going to be in Oprah Winfrey's book club.
Oh my God. His new resolution for the year was to start reading more.
Read more.
There you go.
Oh my God.
The only thing I'll be reading is my own book, bitch.
You were saying you write songs as well.
Yeah,
I've
written some lyrics.
Really?
Are they songs or spells? Because you're a tarot card reader.
No, they're songs. They're
Are any of them Eurovision bops? Or like, do any of them?
Well, you know, they could be.
They could be.
You know, we just have to get them into the right hand.
Yeah, because Australia is still in the Eurovision, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, or like, when you leave here, you might be inspired, like, by the Angel Gabriel to write like a gay bop, so like a gay song.
I might be
a song for the gays. I could so see you being like a gay icon.
Oh no, I'm definitely positioning you as a gay icon.
Yeah,
okay, I'm happy to be positioned. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to try and get you a gig in GA, boy.
Okay. I don't know what it is, that's, but I'm going to say yes.
Oh my God. Okay, where am I going? Me and Kevin are always toying with this idea of a gay club night.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had Rosemary in the corner doing the age readings while everyone was having a laugh.
Oh, that'd be such a good idea. But we'd have like a quiety roomy bit so that you could hear the angels.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really
It'd be
fun.
A private room.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey,
yeah,
good.
Perfect.
Should we do Kevin's reading now?
Yes,
oh
absolutely.
My God, please.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's
I'm not sure if I want it done.
Kevin, get out your Tinder.
I'm joking, I do, definitely do. I'm so jealous of Peaches though. That's the reason I don't want it done, in case it's not as good as his.
Well, honey, babe, like, the angels just want me to succeed.
All I heard was success and shmoneys.
All I heard from my reading was, you're a creative genius who's going to make loads of money and be so fucking successful.
Well, just remember one thing, we required work.
Okay.
Yeah, required work.
Oh,
really?
I'm a hard worker.
He is a hard worker.
But I know that's your soul's path. Yeah. It's the Eight of Pentacles. I can see you as a hard worker. And that's also the card of learning and doing apprenticeship. So if you do need to learn how to do certain things, you know, it's kind of like put the work in and you'll get it back.
Okay. I think we have to do Kevin's one.
I'm joking. Take your time, Rosemary.
Kevin's leg is going 90. Like, do you know when you're impatiently tapping your foot?
It is exciting.
It is, isn't it?
And does anyone ever get a bit weird when you're doing a reading? Do they ever get a bit like...
Oh, well, you know...
Do they hear angels when you... Have you ever been with anyone who's had like a reaction or who has had someone speak to them?
Like outside of having a face?
No.
I'm shuffling them now. Is that it?
Now listen.
Oh, I'm about to drop them one already.
Just be quiet for 2 seconds.
Okay.
That's it for Kevin.
Oh my God. That was the read. I dropped that one. Does that mean
Kevin,
that's
can you
justice?
Please
that's
shut
a
your
good
mouth
thing,
for 2 seconds.
Actually,
but I've just dropped it.
Yes, and it just put it back into the thing.
Just put it back in.
Yeah. Now just be nice and quiet, and we'll just get some nice energy in there.
Rosemary's basically telling us to calm the fuck down.
No, I'm not. I just want Kevin's energy to calm down. Kevin. Just
that's really hard.
No, I love it. I just want to. I just want you to.
I think they're shuffled enough.
Okay.
Kevin, don't. Yep. She'll tell you when they're shuffled or not.
No, you actually do.
Oh.
Yeah,
BJ. Yeah, BJ, dummy.
Yeah.
I don't know the ways.
Okay.
What's that?
That's the Hanged Man. But
oh my God! Sorry. Oh my God! Rosemary, put it back in!
No.
Rosemary.
No, because the card next to it, you've got to understand the card next to it. This is about being patient, about the abundance of everything that's to come.
Okay.
Abundance of death, Rosemary.
It's not death.
Oh, the hangman is
the hangman.
The hangman is patience. The hangman is about being in a position where it's sort of saying, okay, I've got to sort of think about which way I want to go.
Okay.
Okay. Because this is you putting your name on something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about you putting your name on something, and you know, it's the card of a Ten of Pentacles. It's the ultimate result of getting everything you want. So don't go, keep it in perspective.
Here, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
But it is about sort of work, getting work. It's about love and finding love, getting married.
Married?
Well, you know.
Oh, you're not fully yet.
But it's about coming into something. They're just saying, just be patient. Now, that makes sense, because I can see that you're a very excitable, energetic guy, and your energy's pretty big out there. So they're just sort of saying, okay, just tell him, just be patient. Because you want it all to happen sort of now. How old are you guys?
I'm 26. PJ's as well.
Same.
Oh, right, yeah. So, but they want you to know it's coming.
It's coming.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not just coming in one little thing. It's what you want coming.
In abundance?
Yeah, in abundance.
House of abundance.
I love it.
Let me just put these down so I can see nice.
I love
it.
No.
Oh, no.
The death card.
Please don't panic because that's there.
Wait, can we shuffle them again?
No.
You got a hanging man and a death card.
It's good. I want this, your man, but babe.
I feel like you have to tell me.
No, because it's good. You've got to, of course I'm going to tell you. There is no sort of death card. What you've got
here, heart with a load of swords through it. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Kevin, I'm so sorry.
The sweat is pouring off me.
No, you have got to stop. And seriously.
Okay.
Death is about, and this is showing up in the near future, it's a bit like you. Oh, hold on. Okay. You had the Ten of Swords. Now, if you want to know which card I think is one of the, like, if you had to look at a negative, it's the Ten of Swords card.
Well, you never told me that.
No. I did sort of say you have to be careful.
Yeah,
so I did. Okay. Yours is death, but what it's showing here that there is changes, things ending to make way for new beginnings that lead to happiness, celebration.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, you had the world, you know what I mean? Okay. So you sort of can see that things are going to change in your life, okay? And this is in the future, so we've got to remember that we're looking out there. You're not going to just stay in this situation, you know what I mean? You're going to evolve, you're going to do more things, and certain things will change.
Progress.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why you're being shown here just to be patient.
To be patient with
because what you're wanting is out there. You've got the Wheel of Fortune here at the moment, which
I'm going to do a winning streak at the weekend.
Absolutely. Try your hand at the lottery. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Absolutely. It's a card of good luck.
If you win the lottery, though, you're not going to do the podcast anymore.
No.
Would I?
Yes, you will.
The death thing.
It's a change. It's transformation. It's renewal. You need change. You have to have endings.
Yeah. I didn't water my plant. Well, would that be it in my room?
It could be. We'll say yes.
No, I'm just trying to make reference to it.
No, you can't because it's in the future.
It could be anything. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just about things changing in your life that are going to make you happier.
Okay, brilliant.
What's the happy card?
The Three of Cups.
Oh, Three Cups.
Yeah, so, you know, people, so that's friends, but, you know, happiness around you there. And I feel like this good luck card, this is fate and destiny. This is the Wheel of Fortune turning, working in your favour.
Okay.
So you're in a lucky streak at the moment. Yeah, this is about jumping on the bandwagon of what the universe has got. So if things are coming your way, you go, yes, I'm going to give it a go. Because your life actually is your soul's path is quite interesting because you're nothing's set in stone.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, you've got a bit of the tower energy where your soul's going, I don't know, anything could happen. But you are excitable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the tower energy is this, you know, this excitement, this rumblings, I don't know where I'm going to go, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, that type of thing. So for me, it's sort of this again why the message is from the universe saying, just be patient, Kevin.
Be patient first.
And here, this is you and your environment. You've got you had the Eight of Wands, which was great. This is about things already out there, things are happening. You've got the Two of Wands. So you're still looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel that you've got this, you're putting things out there. Mm-hmm. Lovely things may come to you that sort of look small and you think, what's this?
Yeah.
But it's like it could lead to something bigger and better.
Okay.
So you've got, and you're broadening your horizons. And they're saying here, broaden your horizons.
Yeah.
Go looking because the future is just, I want to sort of say in a way, nearly just beginning. You know, you're like...
Oh, my God.
That's lovely, isn't it?
That's so beautiful.
And so this is why things will change. And when the changes come in your life, they're going to bring you more happiness.
Okay.
Now, of course, there are still going to be some situations in life where you get disappointed and things don't work out and all of that type of stuff. That's life.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are... yeah, we could break out in song.
Yeah.
The Queen of Pentacles, this is representing you. You know, you're somebody who is quite, you're a good business person, I feel.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know, I was studying business in university before I dropped out and moved to London.
Oh, my God.
I always wanted to be a business guy.
Are a businessman, though.
Hey, listen, I'm having a deja vu.
What happened?
That we've had this conversation.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I'm
touch me, Rosemary.
Are you serious?
I'm actually serious. I've had this. I've seen this happen before. This whole thing is just
with Kevin.
I've a cold sweat on my back.
Well, it must be. It must be because I just had that whole conversation just play out just then. That's pretty amazing. Anyway, so you were studying business.
I'm starting a business.
No, sorry. Were you studying business?
I was studying business. Yeah. And I've always been. Like when I was younger, I used to always have like, I used to do magic shows, or I used to like, have like, we call them jumble sales back home. Oh, yeah. But I was always dabbling in business.
Entrepreneurial
skills.
Yeah, he used to do magic shows, but he used to charge the other kids to come to see them.
Very good businesswoman.
Yeah.
Businesswoman. Yeah. Businesswoman, yeah. I love. Well, are you getting feminine energy from me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Of course I am. You're both very, very feminine. But
I love it.
So you are a good business person, okay? And this is why you've got to keep using those skills. And this is why you've got to keep looking out how I'm going to make my fortune, how I'm going to get what I'm looking for and what I'm wanting. You may need to change your perspective a little bit. You may have to tweak things. Don't get stuck in old ways. You know what I mean? Now, he's a man.
Who? Ooh. Where? Which one's the man? Which one's the man?
Yeah, the King of Pentacles.
Is he cute?
The King of Pentacles.
The King of Pentacles is a lovely man. He's very secure.
Oh,
a little bit of money.
I want that.
He's rich.
Well, he could be.
I want that security from a fella.
The Pentacle card is basically the daddy card.
Oh, is it a daddy, Rosemary?
No, daddy's the emperor.
Oh, okay.
Prince?
He could be a prince.
He could be a prince.
Yeah. Yeah,
so King of Pentacles.
But he's there in your hopes and wishes. So it's showing me here that you're wanting somebody. You're wanting a man.
Have you listened to past episodes of the podcast?
I feel so seen. Oh my God.
No, that's so funny because I have never listened to you guys, of course. But I will be
you
now.
You will be now.
But yeah, so he's, you know, this man, you're wanting somebody who could give you a sense of who's stable and secure, because actually you are too, you know. You know what I mean? Like the Queen of Pentacles, you would be quite a loving, stable, secure guy in a relationship. Because
you would.
You're the queen and he's the king.
I love that.
Yes, queen.
Oh, my God.
So if anyone's listening, the Queen of Pentacles needs her king. Please send us messages to apply for the King of Pentacles.
What about attract? Is it telling anything about, like, are they attractive?
Oh, well, I'll give you a description. He could be. I would say he would be handsome, for sure.
Oh, how tall?
He is usually my King of Pentacles. I always sort of, for me, intuitively, I always put him around about 6-ish.
Yes. Also, if you're small, I'm not going to dismiss you. Yeah. But at the same time, into fellas of 6 foot plus. Love that.
Yeah. What does the carriage with this? There's like a heart and three swords sticking into it.
That's just about you sort of making sure that you don't take your disappointments with you into the future.
Okay.
So if if you've had some issues or you've had some sort of doubts about certain things in life, you know, it's kind of like they're sort of saying learn to let go of any disappointments.
And okay.
I don't know if that's to do with love or whether it's something more personal.
So just to drop it.
Yeah, just to let things go and don't watch your thoughts. Don't take things into the future. You know, don't think, well, I haven't met anyone and, you know, I'm probably never going to meet anyone. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like, don't go that way. If you've had disappointments in love, don't think that it's always going to be that way.
Okay.
So it's kind of change your thoughts so you don't have that.
Yeah.
It can also mean too that, you know, between now and the next, you know, it could even be between now and March, you're still waiting for certain things.
Yeah.
Because I've got number 3. So it could just be, because that's my timing card. Here's something, I feel like I just got told something, so I'm going to say it. That between now and the next 3 years, you know, you've got to, I feel things are going to take that long to sort of really manifest into the bigger picture.
Okay.
That's why we got told to wait. But, you know, just be patient.
I don't mind hanging around.
Yeah, because you're 23, 26, you know what I mean? God forbid, you don't want everything falling on your plate right this very second.
Yeah,
you know?
I can hang around.
You want to have work, you want to work hard towards things too, because that's the sense of self-satisfaction. You know,
And as well, in 3 years you'll be 29, like just before 30.
Exactly. So anyway, listen,
I have to pick an archangel, right?
Give them a shuffle.
So shuffle them again.
So we've just done Kevin's tarot reading, and now he's shuffling the archangel cards to pick one. I can't wait to see what you get.
But what's this again? This tells me
this is just the beautiful archangel that is around you at the moment, who's trying to get your attention to give you some sort of message.
Right.
Okay.
Can you tell me if Rihanna's going to drop her album this year? We've just been waiting a while. Is that going to be included in this?
Well, we could put
we
that
could
down.
Read for it.
Oh my God. Let's read for Rihanna.
We'll just do whatever that question
is. So am I going to select this card?
You're going to
give it to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Give it to me, Rose.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh!
Oh, that's beautiful.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, first off, it's Archangel Raguel again.
Raggy?
Raggy's here. Again.
He loves you,
boy. But listen to this. Divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now. look past the illusion and see the underlying order.
Okay.
So this gets back to this. Be patient.
Be patient.
Everything is everything's in order. Everything's, you can't get
I'm
it.
Good.
That's a beautiful. That's a fantastic message.
Oh, have a little so, pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Patience. So now, it doesn't matter what upsets you may come across in life. You know, it's like look past the illusion. It's just, you know, something. And also too, when things don't turn out, remember that's a gift because you not it may. Could have been a disaster.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? I always believe in that anyway. My mum always says, what's for you won't go by you.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I live by that saying.
Oh, my God. I live by it.
It's written in my book. What's meant for you will never pass you by.
I love
oh
it.
Oh, my God. So you're an Irish mammy through and through.
I was just about to say that. You scream Irish mammy energy.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
That's the half Irish in you.
That's a half Irish. And you're very sensitive too, by the way.
I am very sensitive, Rose.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, I can see that.
I'm getting more sensitive as the years go on, which is weird. Like, I feel like I cry more
Kevin's
now.
Having such a moment here.
I feel like I cry more now than I did in my, like, younger years, my teenage years.
Yeah, well, that's probably because you're sort of also too growing, you know, you're growing, you know, growing up and feeling things and emotions and tapping into things and experiencing certain emotions that you didn't when you were young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what
and
it
I
is.
Think I'm less hung up about like not crying for fear of not coming across as masculine.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now we all just cry whenever we want.
I
want
to cry now. I feel like I want to cry now.
I feel very enlightened.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I feel like I'm going to my chest is going to burst open. So now that we've done our tarot readings.
Yeah, which we loved.
Which we loved. Yeah. And I feel like they were spot on.
Yeah.
You have a gift, girl.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely have a gift. Can we get these on Amazon if we were to buy them? Or what's
I
the scar?
We will know how to use them. I think I'd end up I'd end up casting a spell on us.
No. You know what I want you to get? Get yourselves a
crystals.
A pack of angel cards. You know what
angel
I mean?
Angel cards.
Find an oracle deck. I don't care which one.
Or really?
And just have them and just, you can always go to them when you need advice and guidance. You just give them a shuffle like I do every morning, you know?
And I can't use my old Yu-Gi-Oh cards. That have to be. I couldn't use my old Yu-Gi-Oh cards. No.
Yu-Gi-Oh, what are they?
No, that was just
an old game.
It was an old card game we used to play, but that is, I don't think it's any relevance. Sorry, it was a poor joke. Okay.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, that's what I would do because I think it's just, you know, now you've opened up, your world's opened up a little bit. Now you can see how wonderful this is, how powerful it can be. The angels are beautiful messages. So if you get yourself a deck, I don't care which deck, you'll go into a shop or on Amazon and go, I like this one. You know what I mean? Something on the appeal.
Yeah.
And then you can just, you know, have it and you play around with it, shuffle every day.
Do we need to get them like blessed by a coven or something?
No.
Or is that just good to go?
No. Well, no, you can just, you know.
I know you probably can't tell us this now, but are you a witch?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just an angel intuitive.
Okay. Angel intuitive.
Yeah.
Is there witches? Is there such?
Oh, I was reading about, funny that you should mention that, I was just reading about witches today. Yeah, I mean, there are white
witches. I'm so interested because I used to love Charmed growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Charmed and also American Horror Story, Coven, all those
bits. I
love Ghost Story.
Ghost Whisperer. Ghost Whisperer.
Wait, what's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. I've been watching that again. It's on again.
She was gorgeous.
Oh, I know. But that gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I get scared too watching that.
It's amazing.
Do you think I need to worry about my credit score? Is that anything I need to be worried about?
Well,
just because PJ got a lot about like travelling and money bits, I don't need to worry about my credit score right now, do I?
Well, no, I think you're fine. I think you're doing all right. You're building.
Okay,
and abundance.
Cool.
You had abundance.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
But of course, you've got to be sensible.
Savvy about us.
Yeah. You can't, you know, if you've got free will. You can go and do stupid things if you want.
Cool.
Or you can just be, you're too cautious. I don't think you'd be doing anything.
Okay, yeah,
you're too
sensitive. I'm too sensitive.
That is all you. You're such.
You literally. Did you stalk my Instagram before this? You did. You just saw that I was so sensible.
If you looked at your Instagram, you think you're a wild, chaotic gay. If you looked at his Instagram, you think he's just like this party gay who goes out, but he's actually just very sensible.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you both got to be fairly sensible being.
We will.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have an Instagram?
Yeah.
What we'll do is when we post the episode, when it comes out, we'll link your Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if any girlies want to get a glam reading.
If you're based in London, or do you do ones like over Skype?
I do Skype and FaceTime and
stuff
like
God.
That. Oh my God. So so that's how I work.
You dabble in all areas.
Is it harder to read the energy through the technology?
No, just
absolutely
as easy.
The same. It's truly, truly absolutely the same. It's always nice doing it personally.
Yeah,
you
of course.
That, you know, one type of stuff.
You can like feed into the gay energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop pushing the gay energy agenda. But listen, thank you so much, yeah. Rosemary. You've been the best.
Honestly, oh, this has been such a lovely experience.
Oh, well, I've, seriously, it's been just as fun for me. And I'm, it's just so nice that you guys have been so open and willing to enjoy it and go with it. And yeah, you're fun. And I wish
Rosemary,
you all the
you're
best.
Such a pace. Thanks so much thank for coming you. In. I'm going to give you the biggest hug now. Yay. Thanks so much, Rosemary.
Thank you. Okay.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, she's gone. Oh my God, lads.
I'm shaking still.
I feel like I can cast spells now.
I don't know. I just, like, I didn't want to say it in front of her, but, like, we've all watched Psychic Sally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've all watched all those shows on TV and you'd be like, what, you know, it's all a load of crap.
Yeah.
I was very much buying into all of that. I feel like it was very accurate.
Oh, as in, like, I thought she was going to come in and I'd be like, what's this one on about now? But when she was telling me things, well, she was telling me I was going to be rich and famous. So I was like, okay, I believe you. But it was very spot on. She's literally just like an Irish mammy with angel cards. I love it.
That's the thing. It's probably a blessing and a curse to be an angel. Or...
she's not an angel, babe.
I keep calling her an angel. She was leaving and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, I know an angel.
Kevin got so confused at one stage, thought she was a fallen angel from heaven. I was like, babe, you need to calm down.
She's stunning. Oh my God.
Why did I ask her, was she a witch though? Was that rude?
She was a witch. I loved it because when she came in first, she was a bit like, oh my God, what have I let myself in for? But I feel like she was loving us by the end of it. I feel like she could listen to the podcast.
I just loved when she told you to calm down.
Also, guys, everyone's been asking for it. You'll be happy to know the Mammy's Advice section is back.
Woo!
A lot of you have written in to us, so we're going to get through a few of those. And our mams are only weak to be helping out and to be getting their side hustle on again.
You go first, Kev.
Okay, so my mam was asked tips for driving on your own and getting rid of the nerves. Okay, and this is all very relevant because my sister actually just passed her driving test, so, and my mum is the one who taught her all the bits. So,
really? It's so relevant for me because, did I write the question? Because I'm learning how to drive at the moment.
Well, you're not learning how to drive, babe. You haven't stepped foot in the car.
But I've done the theory.
Have you?
Well, I've gotten the theory card thing. And
you've gotten the game.
And I've downloaded the app.
Yeah, does it? Okay, right. So my mum said, nervous driver. My daughter just got her driving test last week, and if I've learned anything while driving with her these last few months, it's to stay calm and focus. From the minute you get into the car, get in the zone, I would turn on the radio quite low to take the edge off her nerves, and the mobile phone on silent and out of sight. Stick to the speed limit, and if you're apprehensive about a manoeuvre or getting into a parking space, then just don't do it. You can come back to it. I really do feel that practice makes perfect, so practice, 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 and the confidence will follow and the nerves will go and it will seem like you've been driving for years.
I live for practice, practice, practice.
Yeah, I know. It was a bit of an effort saying that. And also she put in something about, well, this is later on. I said, oh, thanks for the advice. And she said, maybe put in something like, Kevin can't drive a car, but he can drive you around the bend. Ha, 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 ha. Which I don't get. That's kind of chaotic. But thanks, ma'am, for the advice.
I love it. Will she ever teach you?
I don't want to learn. We've been over this. I've no interest of getting behind the wheel.
Really?
I just want to look hot in the passenger seat.
You want to be able to do the Insta stories, that's why.
That's why. And also, I feel like I'd be sweating doing all the driving bits, and I just want to look, I just want to be the arm candy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
You can be my arm candy when we're driving to Brighton Pride this year.
Yeah, and I want to do the playlist bits.
Okay.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
look
yeah.
after the radio.
Okay, we should move on to Nuala's one now.
Go on, give it to us, Nuala.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, so this question was, what would you say to homophobic parents? And I was like, that was a bit heavy, wasn't it?
Oh, bless. Maybe
also,
they're going through it.
If you're going through it, so sorry for you. Okay, so Nuala starts with a classic, dear listener.
I love it. I've missed this so much.
And she says, I understand why the parents may feel some type of way when their son or daughter comes out. But just remember, all you want is for your son or daughter to be safe and happy no matter what orientation they may have. I know it's a shock at the start. It was for me. But when you see how happy their partners make them, all you want to do is love them and wish them luck in life.
Oh,
isn't that lovely? Obviously, my mum didn't give advice to the person like who has the homophobic parent. She gave advice to the homophobic parent. What I would say to someone who's struggling with homophobic parents is quite hard, obviously, because I didn't experience that. So
yeah.
Just lean on your friends and your family, like your family members who do support you, I suppose.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
Just remember, even no matter what they say or no matter what happens, you're amazing, and you being a different orientation doesn't make you like weird or different. So just don't ever feel that way.
Exactly.
It's actually your power, yeah.
I know, as corny as that sounds, but it actually is. It's like what makes you like amazing. So
I wouldn't go back to being straight if you paid me.
No, sorry, like what? No, thank you. I love being bent as a fish hook.
Fish hook? We used to say bent as an S hook.
Oh, well, both are fairly
bent.
I mean, I've never been fishing because I'm a gay man. So presumably straights created that saying, but
Okay. That was the Mammy's Corner.
You call it something different. It's Mam Knows Best.
Okay, whatever. It was the section where our mams talk to people.
Yeah, and we know you've missed it, so you're probably delighted now that it's back. So, yeah, if you do have any questions at some point, do just drop into our DMs and ask us whatever you're having difficulty with.
Yeah. And obviously, me and Kevin aren't, like, psychotherapists or something, so we can't, like, solve all the world's problems, and we wouldn't try and give you, like, the wrong advice.
Yeah.
So all we can just say is, like, our experience with it and see what you can take from that.
Exactly. You're lying so nonchalant on the couch.
I'm so comfy.
That's the seat I was in last week, and I was the same. I felt the same.
Factory Studios just know how to furnish a room.
Guys, this has potentially been my favourite episode to date. I don't want to jinx it. I know we haven't listened back and we haven't done any editing, but I just had such a laugh.
I had such a laugh.
Because I've always wanted to do it, but you'd never know kind of where to go. And I feel like, I don't know, it just happened.
I wouldn't have done this usually because obviously I'm such a sceptic and I'd be like, go in, fuck off with your angel cards. But I'm so happy I did it.
Oh, so happy. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Gwen, listen to your angels and listen to the voices in your head. Don't be afraid to talk to yourself.
Go away and talk to yourself on the bus, girlies.
If you're listening to the podcast, just react and people will just think you're chatting to your angels.
I'm up to 90 now because like what happens in like a few years if the angel cards don't come true?
Oh my God. Well, don't think of that. Can we just leave here really positive, please?
Okay. This is a cliffhanger, girls. Wait, keep listening to see what happens.
I wonder, do people's like angels chat to them like in a Cork accent? Or like, you know what I mean? What accents are they? I'd love to know because like sometimes like angels are hardly going around with thick Cork accents, are
my
they?
My angel's Gabriel, he's pure like, PJ, why would you calm down? Like, that's the third bottle of rosé tonight. You need to calm down, babe.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Right, guys, it's been so fun. Hope you had a laugh listening.
Go on, girlies.
Bye for now. Bye,
talk
girlies.
Later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye. 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 Bye, angels. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.